In this bulletin, the federal government announces a lockdown support payment, coronavirus restrictions to ease in regional Victoria from tonight, and in sport, two men's doubles players removed from the French Open. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, hello, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The federal government has announced a support payment for people living or working in locations defined as Commonwealth coronavirus hotspots that are affected by lockdowns lasting for more than 7 days. The temporary COVID disaster payment will be made on a week-by-week basis using the disaster recovery payment framework. People who ordinarily work more than 20 hours a week will receive $500, while those who work for less than 20 will receive $325. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says people who have liquid assets of more than $10,000 or who are already receiving an income support or pandemic payment won't be eligible.
The Commonwealth's decision to provide that support will be based on the medical advice received by the Chief Medical Officer of the Commonwealth, which is only reasonable given that the Commonwealth has no part in the decisions made by state governments when they're coming to their view as to how they might impose their restrictions.
The payments can be made through Centrelink from Monday. And Victorian authorities say they haven't ruled out ending Melbourne's lockdown sooner if the situation improves. Just three locally acquired COVID-19 cases have been recorded today, all of which are primary close contacts of existing cases and were quarantining for their entire infectious period. While restrictions will ease in regional Victoria from tonight, Melburnians are set to remain in lockdown for another week. But Acting Premier James Merlino says that could change.
It is a day-by-day analysis about how we are tracking. And, you know, if we can do things earlier, we will. But the advice from public health has been we need a further 7 days in Melbourne to chase this down to the end, you know, to follow this outbreak, because we cannot afford to let this outbreak let loose in Victoria and beyond our state borders.
Meanwhile, a record 23,921 COVID-19 vaccine doses were administered by Victorian authorities in the last 24 hours. And New South Wales health authorities say they've contacted more than 500 people who were at potential COVID-19 exposure sites after an infected Melbourne family visited southern parts of the state. No new coronavirus cases have been detected in New South Wales from more than 18,000 tests. New South Wales health Dr. Jeremy McNulty says extra testing sites have opened on the south coast, Goulburn and Riverine areas.
Today, New South Wales Health has successfully contacted 517 people who attended exposure sites in New South Wales. Anyone who lives in Jervis Bay, Vincentia, Huskinson's, Hyams Beach, Goulburn or Gundagai, or has visited these areas since the 19th of May, is asked to be especially vigilant for even the mildest of cold-like symptoms.
Australia will give an extra $50 million to the global effort to ensure people in low and middle-income countries have access to COVID-19 vaccines. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the contribution to the COVAX advanced market commitment will bring Australia's total to $130 million. It will assist in delivering more than 1.8 billion doses worldwide, reaching at least 114 million people in Southeast Asia and the Pacific. Save the Children's Sarah Carter says the contribution is welcome, but there's still a long way to go, with the poorest countries receiving just 1.3% of the world's vaccines so far. A hearing examining the liability of 13 individuals and organisations over the deadly Fakari White Island eruption in 2019 has adjourned until the middle of September. New Zealand's workplace safety regulator is prosecuting the parties over allegations they failed to meet their obligations when 22 people, including 17 Australians, died in the explosion. Lawyers say they're not yet able to enter pleas for most defendants due to the case's complexity and the amount of paperwork to assess. Prosecutor Christy McDonald argues that the trial should proceed.
It's surprising to the prosecution that despite the volume of material already provided, that the defendants continue to delay confirming their positions.
To sport, and two men's doubles players have been removed from the French Open draw after testing positive for COVID-19. The French Tennis Federation says both players were in the same team but hasn't named them. It says they're the first two positives from more than 2,400 tests taken from players and their entourages since the start of the tournament's qualifying rounds on the 24th of May. Let's see what Friday's weather's doing for you. Mostly sunny in Perth, where it'll be a top of 21 degrees. A morning shower or two and 17 for Adelaide. Showers easing in Melbourne, a top of 14. A shower or two in Hobart as well, 11 for you. A partly cloudy day in Canberra, 16 degrees. Showers and 20 in Wollongong, much the same in Sydney and in Newcastle. It'll be a fine and sunny day in Brisbane, 23 for you. Fine conditions as well for Cairns, 28, and mostly sunny and 33 degrees in Darwin. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom.
There's a new go-to website for Mandarin and Cantonese speakers in Australia.
Keeping you up to date with the latest Australian and international news and community stories in your language.
Featuring articles, videos and podcasts. From the headlines to health advice, comfort food to local travel tips. Read, watch or listen anytime, anywhere. And discover stories worth sharing at sbs.com.au/Chinese.